I tell about we have him inside the building live. You can't hear him. You can't hear him. Hey, you know what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, 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 yo.
Pull up that song, Ledo.
Yeah. We have the artist inside the building, all right? Rest them all. Something called Inna This Your Time, all right? Hey, it's Buzz Radio Bunions. Let's go.
Inna Them Your Time. You feel like you wanna get up.
Ouch.
In a them your times, be strong, hold up faith and pray. In a them your times, you feel like you are
mad. I tell ya.
In a them your times, be strong, hold up faith and pray. I know there's times when you sit down in your house and ask the Father, when am I going to get some money in my hand? Then from nowhere you get a call from my family member. I tell you if you go up,
shame.
But you don't have no money for take a bus or taxi, and no credit on your phone for call no one. And if you're where you used to drive my shop last month, so think before you lend your car to Nash. When now you in a situation, mama need the money for the medication. I feel pay the bill, that's for the renovation. Just what day you bail your brother from motor station. Over 3 years now, you don't take no vacation. 1 year pass, you don't find no occupation. All 2 months pass, you don't hold a meditation. And but mine not take up a nation. So me say, in them your times, you feel like you wanna get away. In a them your times, please just hold up.
So tell a man, realbuzzradio.com, 103.8, right? Tell a friend to tell a friend. Hey, big shouts reaching out to DJ Local across town. Local, if you got your ears on. You know what, brother? I think that time's going to be required, you know, fam. Hey, hit me up quickly, yeah, DJ Local, yeah? Hey, it's realbuzzradio.com. We call this one Vocal Voyage 2 to the hours of 4 o'clock. Got an artist inside the studio, special guest inside the studio, goes by the name of Ras Demo, okay? So Ras Demo, country, would you like to say a good afternoon and good evening to the people?
Yeah, that one.
Do a microphone check.
Yes, I am. Greetings, visualize and see things. You don't know, got righteous meetings and take up righteous teachings for the Babylon beatings. I want to take this for freak things. This is DJ Genius and I and I Ras Demo, aka the Militia Man speaking. What's up?
Mad, mad, mad. Well, before I start, welcome to the Real Buzz Radio. Welcome to the Vocal Void Show. Like I was telling the listeners, the official first interview on the Vocal Void Show. So respect and manners, yeah?
Yes, all right. I am.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, so I was going to play some of your music before, but throughout the time and ting and ting and ting and ting and ting, you know what I mean? Just have to keep it on a level, all right?
Yes,
so
sir.
DJ Local, if you're listening, I think that time's required, okay? So you've been an artist for a long while now, right? So before, now that we're starting, tell the listeners how you came into the whole music and becoming an artist and all these kind of things. All
right, well, let me just break it down because that is a long story. But yeah, basically, it started from mommy and daddy listening to music when they were playing it on a Sunday, and mommy and father cooking in the kitchen. And daddy was a sound man, so daddy was always playing the latest music and love music. And then from the age of 7, I got free piano lessons and drumming lessons from a next door neighbor, because mommy used to work late, so the next door neighbor used to look after me couple days a week. So I got free lessons from there, and then from there I went to Jamaica from the age of 7 to 13 every year, and I saw Lieutenant Stitchy and Papa San DJ on Stereo One Sound.
Wow.
And it was a calypso rhythm, and them time there it was the speed, innit? So you had 45 and 73, innit?
Yeah.
And it was 45, and I heard them say, buck it up to 73. Ding 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 ding. And they were just going back and forth, and from there the fast tone thing just got into me, and then I went back to England, and that was it. From the age of 13, I was in a sound system called which one did I start first? Lord, there was three different sounds, but I would say Inting and then Justice Sound. And then I was on there till I was 21 and recorded my first song when I was 14 years old on an album called Recognition with Demon Boys. Wow. And then I done a next song called Pretty Looking Girl with Bikey Dread from Cox and Sound. And I didn't look back, that was 1989. And
okay.
I'm here right now, bro.
So them time there, right? When did you record your jungle tune? Was that when you was in Justice Sound?
No, well, actually, I was... Justice Sound actually was still playing at them times, around 93, 94, but I was in America. And then I came back. I lived in America for a year.
Okay.
And that's when the name from Wayne Young changed to Demolition Man.
Yeah, and then
came back and done the jungle tune Fire. That was 1994. And then it got remixed 96. And then, boy, that was it.
So tell me something, yeah? See, when you was playing Justice Sound, do you remember back in the day, Lee Bridge Road, when you used to play alongside Echo Star and us? Because, you know what, originally, that's where we linked from, you know?
Yeah, man, of course, man. I can't forget Lee Bridge Road, man. Yeah,
you know,
man.
So, as an artist, right, them time there, how did you feel like playing sound and you have tunes out already and all these things and, like,
you know what? It felt good because it was nice to hear your voice on the radio, and then you're going in a dance and hearing your dub plate being played, and you know, you see the reaction of the crowd. So it was nice, man. And at them time they used to call me and my friend them like the young Shabba of Tottenham, man. Hackney, because we were the young stars, you know.
Mad.
After the Tipper Irie's and the Demon Rockers and them.
You was like the next
next generation.
You come through with the General Leavers and the
Cowboy Rangers and you know Brass Ranger. Yeah, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Mad. You know what? You're calling out some names around here. Like I won't forget about
June
that.
Tuna Dangerous and them man. Yes, sir.
So you see them times there now, right? As he was coming up as a young artist, all right?
Yeah.
Did you perform at places like Hackney Downs and all these kind of ideas?
Of course, man. That was the thing. If you had to go there and stamp your ground, you know what I mean? So I done that with Sean Major, actually, with respect to Sean Major, RIP, not rest in peace, him passed away. Sean Major from Unity Sound and Tippertone, original. Oh, okay. Sean Major. And yeah, he put on a thing with Black Roses and he had a thing with me, UK Worries, Cowboy Ranger, wow, and myself, and Ninja U. Yeah, right. We performed at Hackney Downs. But we used to go to the old days, them all the time, you know what I mean? And go there, and then, you know.
But, you know, like, them times there, that was, like, the culture, isn't it? It's like, as an artist, you would roll with your sound and then come through and go to all these old days and stuff like that.
Yeah, make sure you have your new lyrics for Pop Dunga, please.
So, all right, then. When did you, before we go into, like, certain other things, when did you decide to actually leave the sound thing and become an actual artist, even though you was an artist? But when did you free up the sound thing and say, all right, you know what, this is me right now, and just go into it hard?
Well, I would say when I left England in 1993, I went to America for a year, and came back 1994. That's when I actually got into the producing side of the music.
Okay.
Yeah, I got into the producing side and linked up with this guy named Solo, Ras Yosef, from Black Nation Sound.
Okay.
And he showed me how to use Atari Cubase. And that was it. From there, I just had the buzz of like, boy, I want to be a producer as well and build my own rhythms.
Yeah, because as an artist, that would make sense. Being that you had piano lessons and all that before, you was kind of halfway there already, isn't
it? Yeah. So basically that was it. I went to Solo's house for a day and I built 7 rhythms. I didn't know how to use the computer, but I built 7 rhythms. And then he was like, you know what, I love this you, because he had people around him that couldn't really do what I was doing.
Yeah.
So he just he actually rented a place, got studio equipment, and me and Terry T from Knowledge and Wisdom, who built the track Fire originally. We was producing from there, and then Rebel MC gave us access to his studio when we was like 17 years old, once a week down in Camden. So I used to watch Terry doing his stuff on the computer, and yeah, I would say from 1997, that's when I actually got into it properly and started to master my own things and put them on that. And from there, I become a producer.
okay. So let me get this straight. You went to America for a year.
Yeah, to live with my dad.
Okay. Now, you lived in Canada as well, was that?
Well, I'm still residing in Canada, but I'm here at the moment, obviously, because this is my hometown, innit? But I still have my studio in Canada and my yard in Canada, because that's where my son was born.
Okay.
But I came back here 2015, and unfortunately, my grandmother passed away in August, and then my mom's husband passed away. But the Empress forwarded over from Canada, and we had a youth. So we had a little girl born over here. So I'm still here. I couldn't leave mommy through me. I'm mommy one son, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm between here and Canada. Yeah.
So, all right. But what made you decide to go and live in Canada for a start?
Well, I went out there 2000, and that was the first time I actually saw how big I was worldwide.
Okay.
I knew I was big in Europe and stuff, but this is the first time I traveled to do jungle music in Canada.
Okay.
And I brought a few people with me, and I was signing autographs to them a week. I didn't know how how big the tune fire was. So I was going there every year, and then what it was, I met my empress out there, 2000.
Yeah.
And every year I would go back and we'd see one another, you know, big up little Butcher Talaway, you know, and big up my son and my daughter. But yeah, so basically 2004... my son was born, so I had to go to Canada and be a father. So that's when I went to Canada 2005, and that's where I actually started my label, Inner My Yard Productions.
Okay, because obviously you was Inner Your Yard.
Yeah, Inner My Yard. I had a studio in my yard, right. So that's where Inner My Yard Productions label was founded in Canada.
So how did you find being an artist? All right, so an artist out in Canada, but was you... all genre artists, or was you just a jungle artist?
At first it was jungle, but because I knew people out there and I had friends from going there from 2000, I built up a fan base.
Yeah.
And then what it was, I knew some guys, this guy named JB.
Yeah.
He's GCP, Guilty Crime Production. He introduced me to the ghetto side of Canada, because every time I was going to Canada, they would leave me downtown and would perform downtown, but I didn't know the real side of it. So when I met JB, he introduced me to Flemo Park. That's like a Broadwater farm, but three Broadwater farm in one. So I get to meet the rest of them and get to meet certain youth. He put me on a CD where we was doing reggae tunes, four reggae tunes from me and four reggae tunes from his artist named Blessed. And that got me around. Blessed. That got me around in Canada. And then I met a couple sound man, and then I linked up with this sound called Stepper Choice.
Yeah.
And that was it. They're like, Stepper Choice is the sound where they're underrated, but them have dubplate it for days. And when they have a sound system which is so big, where five banquet halls will be playing on a Saturday night, and it's their sound. So them hire out them sound. Five different banquet halls. Them sound crisp and big.
And they still can deal with the team.
Yeah, and Stepper Choice would always, anytime them voice me, they will go around to all the sound them and be like, we vice that you trying bad. Them matter don't frighten for playing the dub, but them just vice to me.
But that, don't you find that's what you need inside the reggae industry more? Because you know what it is, like, there's a lot of soundman out there, but you would give them their tune, they'll be like, yeah. And to themselves, they might think it's a good tune as well.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't really play it on air or in dance or nothing
or
like that.
They wouldn't even go and play it to her next sound.
Yeah.
But
you know
this
what I'm
guy
saying?
Would go and play it to her next sounds and say, yo, this you. I'm telling you, for the 5 years out there, I'm not gonna lie, Stepper Choice was I couldn't work out there, innit?
Yeah.
So Stepper Choice was the sound that was helping me pay my rent. You see it? And I was going on couple shows. I was not just couple, but I was doing jungle shows.
Yeah.
I was doing Jamaica Day. I was doing Jambana, certain shows out there as well.
Wow.
I mean, I done Jamaica Day 2006, 2007. I actually found a manager out there as well.
Okay.
So he was managing me, bringing me in certain things as well. And 2007, that's when I linked up and went to Jammies. And done an album with King Jammies.
Yeah.
And come back, and then I set up a proper studio 2010 when I went back to Canada, and then that was it. The label and the name just got big. I was voicing Jamaison, Echo Minor. I like had one of the number one studios in the reggae scene in Toronto, alongside Smoke Shop and all these other studios.
So it was a good progression.
Yeah, man, because everybody was coming to my yard through this guy named Fire Lion.
Yeah.
He would just bring every artist with forward over and just say, yo, voice yes, Leroy Gibbons, Marcia Griffiths. I voiced up enough people in my yard in the studio, and that's how I actually made the link to get to voice with this rhythm, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I linked up Geronimo, the guy who actually produced up the rhythm, through a bridge in Fire Lion. Him live at Vancouver.
Okay.
You understand? So Fire Lion say, yo, you need to voice the artist, yeah? And then boy, him send me the rhythm, and that's how I got on this rhythm.
But you know what? I can't lie, right? When I heard your piece on the rhythm, I nearly lost my head, bro. Like, you get me? Because you know what, like, I rate every artist, innit? There's not really any artist that I don't rate, but for me, what makes it, is that Certain times it's the style, it's the pattern, it's the way the artist has something to say on the rhythm. You know what I mean? And the way you voiced that one there, it was different, bro. Because I'm going to get to a few of the G favorites, all right? If you didn't know, this is realbuzzradio.com, all right? We're live with Ras Demo inside the building, all right? Big shouts reaching out to Future Poet. Hold tight, Anthony Diamond. Hold tight all the Insta crew right now, all right? realbuzzradio.com. We're inside the building with Ras Demo. We're having a conversation, all right? I do believe we're going to go for some extra time, you know. Let me just do things like this and keep an eye on the time because, sorry, management, but I think we're going to need to burst through the ad rates, all right? Hey, local, if you're listening, give me a quick sting, brother, okay? All right, cool. Blessings, blessings, blessings. So, what was I going to say now? So, as in coming back to England from Canada now, yeah?
Yeah.
How did you find your transition? Like, was it an easy transition or did you have to kind of build up things again or...
Well, what it was is... All right, you know they say a king don't get no honour in his hometown, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, all right, yeah.
So what it was, I voiced up Pekins. I linked up with Pekins 2011.
I
know you might have get to that, but this is part of the story, so I'm gonna have to bring it up. Yeah. So when I linked up with Pekins, the reggae side of the thing started to take off.
Okay.
You understand? Because obviously before it was Jungle that bust me. Even though people know me as a reggae artist, Jungle was the one that took me around the world. And Fire, I have to give thanks to that tune there, bust me. But then when I linked up with Pekins, 2011, I voiced I voiced 52 tunes in 1 month.
Yeah.
And done the tune with Taurus Riley. That tune was playing. Mechie Rock was playing. And then I had to go back to Canada. You understand? Because I had to go back because my empress was going to university. I had to be a father to my youth. You understand?
So
I went there, look after him. But at the same time, I was still doing my music. But what it is, the promoters I was dealing with in Europe couldn't afford to pay for my flight from Canada to England.
Okay.
So anytime I would go back to England now, then... One promoter might book me, and then when they get the gist that I'm coming to England, then 2-3 more promoters will want to book me from England. So instead of going back to England for a month, I ended up going for 2 months, 3 months, and then it got ridiculous. 2015, I must have stayed for 4 months, went back home for 3 weeks, and come back. I understand, but what is, I needed to get back to England to build back up the English side of things, because I mean, even though Canada, it's like when I'm in England and I'm touring, the thing goes up. So I had to come back. I found a manager 2010. He was telling me, you need to come back. So I had to come back. And since I've been back, the thing has gone up because I've stayed in England. I've got more shows in Europe.
Yeah.
And so you know how it is, isn't it? You have to build up the thing. So I had to sacrifice and say, you know what? Make me forward back to England. Set up the label. Deal with things proper. Once everything's set. And then I'm able to go back to Canada and then link up with the promoters and... Fly me from anywhere. I had to link up with a better agent. Big up to Ricky McKay. Yeah. That's David Redigan's booking agent. That's my booking agent. So I linked up with him. And from I linked up with him 2014, things have just gone up and much better.
Progression.
Yeah, progression.
So, as in having... we're going to go through the genres now because I want to touch on something. As in Fire, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Having a tune like Fire, which busts the place. And it come at the right time because them times there... Jungle was like new on the scene, you had everybody on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, first of all, what inspired you to do Fire? And then, as in doing Fire, and you see your tune shoot up and be one of the biggest jungle tunes out there, how did you feel as an artist? Like, you know, like, hearing it everywhere, being booked for shows and stuff like that. Like, how did you feel?
Well, the tune Fire came about, boy, it was a vibe, innit? I was in America for the year. My cousin called me and said, boy, Jungle's mashing up the place. You need to come back here, bro. So when I came back, I saw a legend of mine, Renault Rankin, who passed with Richie Davis, the singer.
Okay.
So them two people are the people that I actually got my singing inspiration off.
Okay,
and Peter Bouncer. You understand?
Yeah.
So Renault said to me, yo, my brethren Bikey Dread wants to remix your tune Pretty Looking Girl and put it on Jungle. I said, nah, man, I have better lyrics than that, man. I will lyrics that.
Yeah.
I said, and I got a good producer. So I brought Terry to the studio.
Yeah.
Now, Fire is actually, how can I say? The piece when I go, Fire, on the fair Bundy, players down, demolition, they pandemic, my God, I new, and I here young. You see that?
Yeah.
That was one thing. You're like, you know, everybody had like a little intro before them start them proper lyric.
Yeah.
You know, had like Beanie Man. Oh God.
Yeah.
My man, Nicky, every time you had Bounty.
Yeah.
So I used to do Fire Bundy players don't demolition. I done that in America.
Yeah.
Seen. And then you see them for the better verse one more time. Oh, chat about the mic, we're going for charcoal to the. That's a next lyric. Now that come from my bridge in Frisky Dan from justice, because you know when you're in a sound,
okay,
everybody
yeah.
has a
yeah,
you might have
yeah,
one
yeah,
lyric
yeah, yeah.
but then everybody has a style.
Yeah.
So Frisky had a tune where it's like Rude Boy Frisky done right on the version, right on the rhythm. Then he came with another one. This one not the second one. To the Rude Boy Frisky done. Listen on me right rhythm. But then, so then I came with the third piece. For the first time, more time out. Tap at the mic because of a shout. So a lot of people don't know Frisky is the original man that came with that style.
Okay.
And I admire style. For the first time, more time out. Tap at the mic because of a shout. So I then went to the studio. Terry built the rhythm. I was like, boy, I got to put something together. So I came with Fire Bun, they play a song. Yeah. And for the first time. And then the lyrics.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Russ. I wrote that in the studio.
Okay, at the time you
so
was
at the time,
voicing.
So, yeah, so I didn't actually like the tune when I left. Not say I didn't like it, but I was like, okay, it's all right.
It was a minor to you.
It was just a minor, innit?
Yeah,
it was not. 6 weeks later, Benjamin. Whoa.
Everything gone.
Everything gone. And then the remix came out, and then, bruv, it went to number 33 in the national chart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 33, bruv.
So how did you feel? I mean, like, coming from where you...
Come on. The Top of the Pops asked me to come on there, and... But them time there, I'm not going to lie, man was radical. I just rass up.
Okay.
So you know when you just rest up and you're real radical, I'm not gonna lie, I did burn out Top of the Pops because they offered me £150 and certain things was going on behind it, and I said, you know what,
yeah,
burn that, man,
forget that,
son. Forget that, you understand?
Big shouts reaching out to DJ Local. What up Hold tight, the Insta Massive, what's good? Hey, listen, like I said, it's realbuzzradio.com. Yeah, we're inside the building with Ras Demo. And listen, this is a conversation and a half, you know. Hey, I've got a lot more questions to ask, you know. Local, I know, Local, I might need some extra time, you know. Hey, big up DJ Casey wherever you stand right now, because officially, yeah, DJ Casey would be coming up at 4 o'clock, but unfortunately, he can't be here with us, and DJ Local will be stepping in for DJ Casey, all right? But Local... Please, bruv, I beg you some extra time, sir. I beg you. You know what I mean? Because true how the things work, like this is interesting.
Yes,
you understand,
yeah,
right?
Man.
This is interesting. So as in your lyrical contents now, yeah, the fast talking thing, where did you get your inspiration for that?
Lieutenant Stitchy.
Yeah.
Papa San, Daddy Freddy.
Mad.
Tenor Fly, Tipper Irie, Papa Levi.
Mad.
See it there? Yeah, man. When I used to listen to them, man, they, you know, Freddie, innit?
Yeah.
You understand? So, yeah, listening to Daddy Freddie and Tenafly on Coxon and listening to Tipper and Papa Levi. But then when I went to Jamaica and saw Lieutenant Stitchy and Papa San, that was it for me, bro. And then Papa San, I used to listen to Creation and listen to Papa San, Lieutenant Stitchy, I have a tune with him. Me, Lieutenant Stitchy and Papa Levi just released, right? But, you see, Papa San...
He done it for you.
Yeah, Papa San done it for me.
Okay.
You understand? He done it for me. But Lieutenant, yo, he done it for me as well because he had that singing thing. Yeah, it was hard. Yeah, it was hard. Trust me. And I knew their lyrics back to front. What? Yeah, so that's what did it for me, bro.
Okay. So, as in, what artist would you say influenced you at the beginning of your musical career, where you thought, you know what, really and truly, it's an artist thing for me, louder playing sound thing, like, because we got to the producing part already, because like
I was always kind of had the artist format from on the sound system because I knew how to record tunes and stuff, right?
Okay.
But I would say it was like, again, artists like Peter Bouncer, Richie Davis, and Mikey American, and there's so much artists that was out there in England that we used to listen to, you know what I mean? General Levy, you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie, General Levy, enough of them. Even General Levy inspired me with a fast tongue as well, because when General Levy was doing his thing, I wasn't out there yet. So obviously he had this Kubagokaba, I'm going to call them, this is Mudu, I'm going to call them, Kubagokaba, Kubagokaba, you understand? So them time, the man weren't out there like that. So man had to listen to Levy, and yes, Levy, you see me?
Yeah, just go.
But no, say me a forward, you know? And then me link him one day up at Bristol Carnival, Sweetie Iris said, yo, you two need to. And then when I started to DJ, yo, Levy look and grab the Sharon phone and say, yo, a long time you look for an artist like this. And me and him just went toe to toe. And yeah.
It was a rap from then.
Rap from this already.
So listen, I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, yeah? Right? Is it true you used to pick random words from the dictionary and make a lyrics out of them?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I've got maybe like between 6 to 7 like 600 to 700, right, unreleased songs.
Okay.
Which I produce myself and stuff. Now, having so much song, there's only so much things you can think about and sing about.
So you have
to find words, and you have to find subjects, different subjects where other people ain't sing about. Or for instance, if it's the fan, somebody might sing about how the fan blows. So you have to think about, you have to sing about how the fan get mech. Or you have to sing about the mech upon the fan or the sound. There's certain things. So I just used to just pick random words and say, right, boom. Or sometimes people will like, yo, demo, sing about
DJ
the bus.
Yeah.
All right then. Yeah, mommy, they're on the bus and the bus red. And you get me? So I used to get in their nerves. Yo, shut up, man. I used to be walking down the road just singing. Yeah. And people would think I was mad. Like when I just moved to Edmonton, I would be walking down the road singing, and a couple of people that didn't know me thought, yo, they're mad. But then they realized I was a singer.
Yeah,
artists, when we get to know each other, they said, bro, I thought you was mad, but realize I sing. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Who's that told you that anyway?
You know what, yeah?
That's a foundation person.
Yeah, this friend did say, yeah, you know what, yeah? He will laugh when you ask him this. And you've just done that same thing. But I tell you that one off air, like, one of our good brethren still, you know what I'm saying? But he was like, because I was like to him, oh, yeah, do you know what? I'm interviewing Demo, you know, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, you know what, yeah? He's going to laugh when you ask him this, but ask him this. I was just like, right. So, you know, it's a foundation youth still.
Yeah,
when
man,
I call
yeah,
his
man.
Name behind the scenes, you'll be like, okay.
Yeah, real foundation.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, what was I going to say now? Now, see, when you come back and you linked up with Pekins.
Well,
right?
Mommy, meet up on the radio live. Look,
big up, mommy. Big up, mommy.
Mommy, a WhatsApp video call me. I'm so forward for the Sunday dinner. Your mum say, big up the radio. Say, hey.
Man,
all right then, mom. Love you.
Respect mommy across town. Found that's original foundation.
Yeah, you mean.
You get me? So let this time just pass a little bit. Okay, another thing I wanted to ask now, right? As in recording for Pekins, because obviously Pekins is like a big label, Studio Ones and all these things, right?
Yeah.
So with
Javin Chapresent for Bus Radio, they're on 103.8, the realest. Clear.
Nothing can stop this fire. No shield, no guard, not even prior. Hey, watch out now. Bus Radio. I win a say more strength. Ash.
Peace. Attack. Representing for Bus Radio. I'm basically the star president. Yo, them thing no. Easy now.
Shh, Buzz Radio 103.8 at you.
The home of good music, right? That was a little tea break right there. That was a little tea break right there, right? Big shouts reaching out to management, all right? We're not going to take up too much time, but yeah, everything was everything. So respect and manners going out to management. Yeah, apologies and all these things, all right? It's realbuzzradio.com. We're running overtime right now, okay? It's Judy Junis inside the building, and we're in conversation with Ras Demo. And this is an interesting conversation, all right? So we're going to try and not take up too much time. We got DJ Local, yeah? Hold tight, Mrs. Genius across town. How you doing? Hold tight, Rick Star. What up, brother? Everything is good. Hold tight, the whole Insta Massive, right? We're inside the building with Ras Demo, a.k.a. Demolition Man, all right? So as in linking up with Pekins, how did you feel like and working on those kind of rhythms and stuff like that?
Well, it was funny because I didn't pick the rhythms. I was just given a CD.
Okay.
With rhythms and obviously voice what you want to voice. Mm. I'm not going to lie, some of the rhythms on there, if I had the choice to pick them, I wouldn't have picked them.
Okay.
Not saying I didn't like them.
Yeah.
Me just wouldn't have picked them. But me end up writing them on them bad. It's like, you know, tired Philip fighting a bush.
Yeah.
You see that rhythm there?
Yeah.
That was one of the hardest rhythm out of the pack, because that don't have, you know, obviously rhythms go by 8-bar, 4-bar.
Yeah.
That one they have a 4-bar, then it have a 3-bar, then it go into a...
Yeah.
Yo, when it dropped, so that rhythm was one of the hardest, but I'm not going to lie, it took me back to school. I did harmonies. And I'm not going to lie, at the time when I did voice for Pekins,
yeah,
man, an artist, innit? And they say, boy, as artists, yeah, we as artists, we like to track our business on music, innit?
Well, really and truly, that's right? What it kind of
well,
is.
I'm just going to be upfront. At that time, I was at one of my lowest points.
Okay.
Cause you know them time that we have to dash with a certain friend,
yeah.
So my energy was low.
Yeah.
But you know what, my vibes to the music was high. And them time that I said, you know what, let me just get down, put my head. And I was voicing like 3-4 tunes a day, and I don't write. You understand? So when Peckin's giving me the first ED, it had like 10 rhythms on it. I done that in 3 days. Then he gave me another CD with 17 right. rhythms. I done that in a week.
Okay.
Then he gave me another CD with the same 17 rhythms. The next week I done that. You understand? Wow. So when I was giving him back the tunes, he was like, yo,
how you manage?
How you but and he didn't meet me personally. It was a brethren of his that introduced me to him. Big up Anton. Yeah, my brethren Anton that used to go to school with him. Said, boy, you need to link up Peckins, linked him up. And then from there I voiced the tune them, and that's how the name Ras Demo evolved.
Okay, all
because
right.
Because it was Demolition Man for the jungle.
Yeah.
But then Pick Out Label heard my music round by the Peckins shop and said, yo, that you would have bad, you know, him name. And Peckin said, Demolition Man. He goes, I'm annoying, man. In changing name to Ras Demo, man.
So you picked that up and...
I took it up, but I can't. This is the Demolition Man, because that's the household name.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
that busts
yeah, yeah.
me, but Ras Demo on the reggae thing, you know?
Okay, because that's another thing I was going to ask. I know, like, obviously, you're an artist and you can, you're a versatile artist, so ratings for that, yeah. But what made you pick, say, vocal one-drop music more than dancehall music?
You know what?
I know you dabbled
in... It was Tino One from Bass Odyssey Sound. Yeah. And my brethren Courtney Mack, my brethren Stepper Choice, the Empress, yeah. and just a few people saying, yo, Demo, you need to sing, brethren, because you can sing. You understand? You yeah. can sing, Jay. You're wicked at the DJing thing, but yo, you need to do the sing Jaying thing. So yeah. when I voiced for Peckin, that's when it really brought it out. And that's when I realized my craft. And I didn't realize, well, I did realize it, but I didn't realize how good
yeah.
I would be able to ride the rhythm track them and do my own harmonies. Because I do my own harmonies and everything, my own backing track.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, well, any harmonies you hear in them tune there. But if it's not girl, it's me doing the harmonies.
Yeah.
And I voice myself and I mix myself. All the Peckins track them, I mix them and voice them myself.
Okay.
You understand? So basically, when Tino One from Bass Odyssey was in England one time, my bridging driver brought him to the studio, and the man heard a couple of my tunes, and he's like, the man jump up and said, yo, yo, you need to sing, bridging. You're bad. You understand? And then I heard it from him, I heard it from Jamace, and heard it from quite a few people who sound my bridging step up chest and say, yo, you see when you sing? Bad. So that's when I said, you know what? I'm going to take it up. And boy, that's when I feel, I would say, there's more soul from yeah. being in the singing. It's coming from my heart, you understand? And boy, I just love it, innit? But I just love it.
So, quickly on the dancehall thing now. Dancehall music, them time there, and dancehall music now, what's your perception of it? What do you think about it? Because you know why I'm asking that, yeah?
You know why you're asking it, man. Everybody else know why you're asking. Because you know, it wasn't so bad then, innit? But now you have some real dirty slack tune them.
Yeah.
And you have some all right tune them, but you can play for your youth them. So obviously, you know my tune, Wagwan.
Wagwan.
So there you go, innit? It says it, innit? Yeah, there's certain tunes that you cannot play around your family, and you can't play around your children.
Yeah, for real.
Now, all right, see me, man, a Rasta man. Everybody has their craft, yeah?
Yeah,
and
for real.
Everybody to their own thing, you understand? Right? Yeah. And some people sing what they're living and what they're doing, but I just don't agree to play them things there to my youth. If they want to listen to it when they grow up, that's their business. But growing up around me, I'm sure they're not going to, you understand? There's certain tunes that it's hard sometimes because you hear it.
Yeah.
You know I mean, like Ramping Sharp when that first tune comes out.
Yeah.
They're catchy. And then if you keep on hearing it, yeah, but I'm not gonna play it in my house. I'm not gonna play it around my children. You know what I mean? But me listen to dancehall and I listen to music to see what's going on out there.
Yeah.
Because
that's
I'm a producer, innit?
Yeah.
So I have to have an open mind. I don't bun out but you see if it's real slack and then you get me, you got some subliminal messages, subliminal words what man will say. And those ones, because we used to listen to soca music, and soca music is the same thing. You understand? You got to... that's another conversation. But you know, soca music, they subliminally say this, you get me? Like,
yeah.
I don't think I'm dookie tonight. I'm dookie.
Yeah.
You understand? So,
and you know what I go on.
And you know what I go on. And they use template, but they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
They grow up around it. And we grow up around enough of them tunes there. You know what I mean? So, but now they've just brought it out and it's more explicit. You understand?
Yeah.
So, I don't diss the artists them doing what they think, because they have to do what they do to make their money, and that's their thing. But I just don't play their music there around my youth them and around my family, and you won't find them in my playlist.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah,
if I put on a mix CD, or like I'm at home and I want to listen to some new dance,
it has to be kind of calm.
It has to be calm. And if any of them tunes come on, you might, you understand? But if it's two, I will skip it. I'm not gonna lie, innit? I will skip it, innit?
Nah, I'm kind of the same. So that's why I have to ask you this question. So, but let me ask you another thing now, right? Your tune, Seko the Score, all right? Mm-hmm. This is another thing I wanted to ask. at that time, was there something going on at the time? Was you and any artist in any kind of beef, or was it just a meditation of the time?
You know what was going on at the time? I was in Jammy's studio when I wrote that song. Which, like I said, I don't write it, I sing it. I voiced that tune for Jammy's.
Wow.
Yeah? Jammy's, big up yourself. If you are listening, some of your family, they might listen.
Yeah.
Respect to Jammy's. But you know what? I voiced that 2007, and we know how the industry stays in it. There's people that's voiced before me. Jammy's is waiting for me to bust, or he's waiting for me to come to Jamaica, and then he's gonna put out that album in it.
Yeah.
But my final tune is my lyrics in it, so my final tune where it fit.
Yeah.
And me put it on that tune there. But what it was when I was in the studio, Jam 2 was voicing me on a rhythm.
Yeah.
And then Bounty Killer and Nitty Kochi and our next brother. Yeah, stepped in the studio. And when I was voicing, I come out. The man, them listen to the tune. I want to say, yo, brother, now you, they sound like Gentleman.
See.
And then Nitty Kochi said, no, man, them sound like Turbulence.
See. Mad.
Yeah, and then Bounty said, no, man, they would sound like himself. Yeah. So then the next day, I went and I made up that tune. Okay. All right, no, that's them. I come for second up the score. Yeah. They said me sound like Turbulence. Come on, and do gang. No wrong. My mama style and pattern. You see me?
Yeah.
So that's why I made up the tune, because Bounty, Nitty Kochi, and our next brother.
Okay. Know who the next brother everybody was. Influenced the tune into one.
Yeah, because one did I say me sound like Turbulence. One said me sound like Junior Gang. You get me? And a few other people said it before as well.
Okay.
I mean, one said me sound like Gentleman. So I said, you know what? I'm going to circle up the score and make them know. Is it? So it got.
Hey, you know what, yeah, we're gonna have to kind of wrap it up quick, but yes, DJ Local, big up itself, family, don't worry, man, we got this thing, we're not gonna take up too much time here, Local, all right, cool. But another thing, what artists have you worked with within your time or are looking to work with?
Well, I've worked with Johnny Osborne,
mad,
Terry Ganzi,
mad,
Echo Minot, Jamaison, Sizzla. Boy, there's Marcia Griffiths, Taurus Riley. Boy, there's so much I can't even remember.
So quite a lot of the musical greats then.
And there's a few that I've actually voiced on my label, and you played one today. And that artist there, you see him?
Oh,
brother, Ja Melody.
Yeah, for real.
Come on, Empress is from Trinidad, didn't
he? Okay.
And I met Ja Melody in Canada.
He's a bad artist, though.
Bad, if I'm a bad artist, brother, that brother there is sick.
Yeah, man.
He's
got
sick, Bridget. Like, a man who gave me his album, and then I know that album and sung it every day for 3 months, till when he came back to Canada, he didn't even know this. He was doing a performance, yeah, with a band.
Yeah.
And he was singing the album, what he had done for Bobby Digital.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah? And I said to him, yo, you want me to harmonize you? He goes, what? You know the tune? I goes, go on, man. And you see every single tune the man sing, me harmonize him word for word, and the man couldn't believe it. He's like, you're bad. I was like, you mean, man, I love the high album, Virgin.
Yeah.
And then he come and voice two tune for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I ain't released them yet.
Are you looking to release
them? Of course. Man, I got so much tunes I'm looking to release. You know what? I'm not going to lie. You know them have me up as in the industry. Do a voice for Rust them, because your tune them now going away. But I'm going to tell you why.
But
I'm going to lie, all right? 2005, 2006, I've been voicing artists. But you know when you have to build up your template?
Yeah.
You understand? And in Canada, when the album just bust, I never had the template. I never had the distribution. I never had the things. And I'm not a person to voice you and fling your tune on YouTube or fling it on the radio, because I used to do that to a couple DJ Bantan and a few people on Station FM said, we're not playing your tunes no more. I was like, why? They go, because anytime we play them, people phone in and want to know where can they buy it, and we can't ever tell them that. And I realized, you know what, that's wasting my tune them.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing it, you understand? And now I've got to that level where I can put out people's tunes. So all them artists there who my vice from 19 when and from 2000 and when, the tunes are still new to me, you understand? So I will be putting them out. I've voiced some of them from 2007, 2008.
But you know what it is as well? You know, like certain times, everything happens for a reason, and everything has its time.
And nothing before the time.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So it's like one of my brethren, big shouts reaching out to Chaos, NW2 Massive. Like, he done a tune, them times there, he done, I can't maybe say 2005 or before, he done like a dancehall rhythm, right? Yeah. And at the time, it didn't really go anywhere, right? But then I was listening to the, like, about, say, 6 months ago, and it sounds like tunes that are actually being put out now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
everything has its time and its place and for a reason. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
well, my album that came out, The Calling, there, which I produced myself, I would say half of that album was built way different. I would say most of the album was built different years. Some tunes were like 2008, 2010, 2014, and we just put the album together. But certain people wouldn't know that.
Okay,
you understand? Because I tried to keep my things. No, you like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I like that. I like.
Yeah, I tried to keep the things where they have longevity.
Yeah,
so you can play it anytime.
Well, that's what makes a real artist, though.
Yeah, man. I don't think about just for the month or for the year. No, it has to have longevity.
Real tune doesn't have a sell-by date.
Yep, that's my thing.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So, as in your musical journey, yeah, from them time there till now, how have you found your, like, musical journey? Is there anything that you've learned? Is there anything you might have done different?
I've learned so much. There's a few things I would have done different, but I don't regret the movements that I've made, and I don't regret the... where I am right now, you understand?
Okay.
Because I've learned a lot by doing certain things and some of my mistakes.
Yeah.
And now I have management. Now I have the distribution. Now I have the agent. I've got the label, and I'm touring off of my own back, independently. So I'm just waiting for someone to just recognize and say, "Yo," because obviously it's money, innit?
Yeah,
if you ain't got the money, you can't push yourself. You can only push yourself to a certain level. And yeah, I don't have that much, but I'm doing it slowly but surely, innit? And it's gonna reach one day, innit? And then I know the labels are looking, people are looking, and yeah.
Well, do you know what? I'd say that obviously your name is out there.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of music out on road right now. Like, I've been doing my little research, guys, as a DJ. Not even as an artist. As a DJ, I have to do your research and just find out what's going on and who's got what and blah, 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 whatever. You know what I mean? Just to kind of keep yourselves up with the times. And you're on a lot of stuff, which people don't realise. But then being the type, I would say, this is my personal opinion, right? Being the type of artist that you are, you're very unique. And this is what I find that's not really there within the industry right now. Because, you know, like back in the day, you used to have the Tenasols, the Nitty Gritties, the this, the that, and everyone had their own style, their own characteristics, their own. Now everyone's trying to sound the same. You get me? But you don't really sound the same. You know what I mean? You're versatile like that. You get what I'm saying? So that's what makes you, I personally think, makes you stand out a little bit more than the rest of them. Big up every artist. I'm not saying
Well, you know what? I do get that everywhere. A lot of people do say that because, like I said, I sometimes I'm a bit out of time with what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I don't listen to the radio as often as I should.
Yeah.
You understand? But because I'm producing, I'm always trying to be creative.
Yeah.
So I and I for work out for I and I vibes are the vibes that are around me. You understand? And just listen to what I can listen. But sometimes when you listen to other music too much, you find yourself sounding like other people, and you don't realise it.
Yeah.
Even when you listen to certain rhythms and you build certain phrases, it will come from certain rhythms, and then you don't realise it. So I try not to. And not only that, I'm not gonna lie, I don't write lyrics. So some people might think, every time they forward to my yard or my studio, you're always listening to yourself. How come you're always listening to yourself? I listen to other artists, but I don't write my lyrics.
Yeah.
So I have to listen to the tune them to remember my lyrics.
Okay, yeah.
Seriously.
A mutual friend said that as well.
Now, sometimes some people are like, oh, you're going to get a Demolition Man concert now. Yeah, because I have to listen to my tune them. Because I do forget words.
Yeah.
Seriously,
yeah.
I will go on stage sometimes and I might forget a word or a line, but you ain't going to know. But my missus will know. The manager might know. Oh, you forget your thing. You think me don't know. I'm human, innit?
Yeah,
I'm human, brother. I've got so much lyrics in my head. Like, if I know I'm going to do them tunes, I have, like, you see this tune here now? What's playing? Brother, I swear, ask me to DJ and I couldn't DJ it word for word. I mean, I listen to that tune for a long while.
And it's one of the baddest tunes.
And it's one of the bad tunes, but I'm going to go home and listen to it tonight and I'm going to pray it. And I know the first verse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the second verse, no.
Yeah.
Boy, I have to listen to it. And once I listen to it once, I'm good.
Yeah. No.
So, yeah, for all those people who... Yeah, sometimes you're pissed off for your reach of your yard, your hours, or your Demolition Man. That is why I'm listen to myself.
Yeah.
Not selfish, but I have to remember the lyrics coming on a lyrics book.
Yeah, because even our mutual friend, he said, yeah, you know what, yeah, rest demo's bad, but when you're asking for a tune, he never knows how it goes, bruv. He never writes down his lyrics. So, like how you just explained the thing, but as in for your fans and that, right? What would you say is, like, their favourite songs?
well, whew.
That the fans would ask you to sing.
You got Sekel Up The Score.
Mad.
You've got obviously Fire.
Yeah.
You have these tunes I've done with this guy named Vadim.
Yeah.
Fussing and Fighting. I've got a tune that I've done with Maastrix label, Hear When I'm Calling. Hear Me Calling. You ever hear that tune there? On the Gregory Isaac rhythm?
I might have.
Come on, the rhythm. Come on. Is that rhythm called the Come On Rhythm? Yeah.
I might have, you know. Yeah, I might have, but.
There's like this. Like I said, I've voiced for Frenchie. I've done the Step It Like a Soldier.
Yeah.
Share
yeah.
You. I don't wanna share hey, you.
That was one of my tunes I was gonna play. You know. Yeah.
You understand? So there's so much favorites. You understand? But what it is, because I'm not releasing my tunes as often as I want to.
Yeah.
Because I'm building up. There's other people out there, bro. I could voice tunes for different labels every single day, but some of them are not giving me the right vibe, innit?
Yeah.
So strategically, I voice for labels who. Where I'm bringing something to the table and they can bring something to the table, because we can't just vice for you and I big up your thing all the while.
It's got to work for both.
It's got to work for both of us, isn't it? If I voice for you, maybe you might can bring some shows to the table, or you understand?
Yeah.
So basically, I've been voicing for certain labels. I've got a tune called Rastaman Chat from Dub, a label called Dubstyle.
Okay.
That tune was number one on the Juno Reggae Charts.
Yeah.
You understand? So I've got so much different tunes. I've voiced for people in France, Switzerland,
wow.
Belgium. Yeah, I mean, just the other day I got a request from New Zealand, so yeah, there's so much different tunes that I've voiced, but now I'm focusing on Inner Mayor Productions and Third Eye Records.
Okay, I'm pushing that thing
label.
Forward.
Yeah, Third Eye Records is the jungle label, and Inner Mayor Productions is my label with all the different genres.
Okay, the kind of reggae side of things.
Oh, my son going to be bussing soon. His name is Donnie D.
Donnie D?
Yeah, Donnie D, yeah, and I haven't bussed him yet, but... I'm not blowing trumpet because he's my son, but what I usually do, I play it to certain people and they're like, yo, that youth are bad, I would that. I say, my son, innit?
So
he's 21, so you soon hear him.
So what genre is your son?
He's more like the youth them genre, innit?
Yeah,
like Afro beat,
okay.
But he's versatile, he can sing on one drop. So because he's got me around him, innit, he's open-minded.
Okay.
So he will sing on anything, but obviously he's into what the youth them are into right now, because
yeah.
He's doing what they're
obviously,
doing.
Obviously, it's
but
their
he
thing.
Can do a sing-j thing. He's not on the rap thing. He's like the Kojo Funds and
yeah.
Them kind of thing, but he's a sing-j.
Okay.
But he can do a little rap.
Like
CJ.
Father, like son, yeah?
Yeah, he's got the melodies going good, brother.
Hey,
like,
but
his melodies are sick.
Like I'm saying that, you have a thing on Instagram. Is that your daughter?
Yeah, that's my daughter, man. She's coming up 15 months now. She's a year and a half. And that one there, she's a little sponge, bro.
Bro,
big up Zara, boom, boom, Zazi, boom, boom, you know?
Listen, Rastemo's got a clip on his Instagram, yeah, of his daughter singing his song. Hey, but
you
listen, the tune's bad as well, you know?
I'll put it on YouTube.
Oh, you put it on YouTube
now?
Yeah,
if you want to check it out, it's called Ras Demo and Zazi Boom, holding a vibe.
Yeah, hey, listen,
come
watch it.
I start using YouTube. You know what it is, right? I was a late YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram starter.
Yeah, say, Bridget.
I was late, brother, you understand? So where some people have 10,000 and 20,000, me just have them looking 4,000. And so now I use it more now, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Zazi Boom, yeah, go and check her out, bro.
Yeah, no, that was a nice little post.
That tune you hear, right,
yeah,
is a EP that I'm working on with Silly Walks, you know,
yeah.
Silly Walks production, yeah?
Bruv, I can't wait for that to come out. Because
yeah, there's five tracks I've done with them, and
yeah.
That's the Waiting In Vain rhythm. We have Death In The Arena rhythm.
Yeah.
We have the Exit, Export 57.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Garrett, yo, trust me. Wow. When that one day forward out, Lord, Chase.
Big shouts reaching out to Tense. What up, brother? Everything is blessed. Hold tight, Flyboy Local. You know what, Local? We're going to wrap it up soon, you know, because I know you're itching to come on. But yeah, conversation with Ras Demo inside the building. We're running a bit late, running a bit overtime. So big shouts reaching out to DJ Local. Don't worry, Kingman. We're going to start wrapping it up
next
right
time.
Now.
Don't worry. Next time, I will forward. Because the first time I forward up yesterday, I'm
going
to take train. See? So next time, I will forward from 2 o'clock. And we give you the whole thing. And we can do our reasoning. And
think...
then we can... give you some tune, I will play some tune, I will give you something live, you know?
Yeah. What I was going to ask as well, you see, like, in your musical journey, yeah, I'll ask you about, like, a couple more questions still, and then we roll out, yeah? So, Local, I can see you line up everything already, yeah?
Or Local, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You soon get your work.
Yeah, you know what they're doing. But, what was I going to say now? I swear the question passed me. Yeah, in your musical journey,
yeah,
who would you say has been your personal backbone, your either musical support or just general support within your musical journey? Either one person.
It's not, but it's not just
few.
One person. There's a few. You understand? So
because you know, some like you saying that at one point you got low, yeah,
yeah.
But then you have to have that person side of you to be like, listen, come on, Kingman, we can do this. You know what I mean? Pick yourself up and start treading again, you know what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, there's periods because when I was voicing at that time and I was doing the Peckins thing,
yeah.
Ras Ranger was around me.
Okay.
You understand? Because obviously I know Ras Ranger from years.
Yeah.
And you see, Ras Ranger is a person that's just truthful and upfront. You understand?
Yeah.
And when I voiced the first seven, he goes to me, demo, them badging up.
Yeah.
But brother, man like Gappy and them man, they you want up at them the level, you hear him tune there, up the mountain top. He goes, yeah. Demo, go back and do something. You see, so I went back and you see when I reached back and I done the rest, he's like, ah, that's all you're damaging. And he's not frightened for telling anybody. He goes, yo, me an artist, you know, but no, bad like Ras, Demo. I'm an artist. You understand? Yeah. So he was around me,
okay.
But then obviously I can't forget my sisters them, innit? I got sisters. I got four sisters over here, and then I got five in I got three in America.
Okay,
you understand? So I got seven sisters. So but the ones over here was they were around, they were there for me. Big up my sister Angie, Laurie and Aunt Simone, my three sisters over here. So you understand? They were there for me. Then can't forget Mama. Mama was always there for me, you understand? And then the Empress, you understand?
Okay.
She did it. She put up with enough things because she was in Canada while I was over here.
Yeah.
You understand? So she put up with enough things. I'm a youth them.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm a youth them. But then you see my manager now. Big up to Third Eye Records, Sid. My manager from 2010. He has come and set up my thing properly and made sure that my publishing gets sorted out.
Okay.
And made sure that that's it, my youth them. Anything happen now, my youth them.
Yeah.
That's it. You understand? So he came and set up the thing proper. You see me? So it's people like my manager, my family, you see me? And the Almighty I. You see me? There's a few other people that was there around me, I mean, but I have to
just... But those have been like your kind of main, kind of bona fide support kind of way.
Yeah, and then Ras Solo from Black Nation from 94 right up until 2000.
Wow.
They're there for I and I, you see me?
Yeah, so... And you need those things, as somebody coming through the gates as well, you need those kind of support and people around you because... Bro, you see when you get big, especially when you have a tune like Fire, you're gonna have enough leeches, I would say, around you. Yeah man. And then when you check it out, they're not really saying that and they're not really doing that and they're just trying to come and leech off you. You get me? So you need your real support system to just look out for you and be like, all right, then you know what? Don't go that way, go that way, or watch your shoes lace and tie it up. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and things like this.
So even my grandmother, like, how can I forget my grandmother? She's passed away, but my grandmother and my auntie, my mom's sisters, there for me.
Yeah.
Family, you see me? Uncles, aunties there. You see me? So, one thing, don't diss your family. Yeah, your friend.
Never.
Never.
When everything goes wrong, your family is there for you 115%. You
man,
see?
I tell you. Even though sometimes them get by your nerves.
Yeah, but sorry, that's what make the bond tighter.
But that's what with my family, we will cuss one another. Me and my sister, them will vex with me and tell me straight, bruv, I don't like what you did, you know. Boom, boom, boom. And rare. But then guess what? We forget it when I see you the next day, innit? Or the next time I see you. We'll never talk about it.
Yeah, that done and passed already.
And then my dad was one. I lost him in November, but my dad,
wow,
always, he was there for me, you get me? You see me?
Okay. Man. And you see, around that time, I'm just going to touch on it quickly. Around that time when your dad passed.
Yeah.
Artist-wise, how did you find it? Like, was there a lot artist-wise going on for you and you just had to kick back or?
There actually was. I'm not going to lie. November the 28th, is when I left and went to go and bury my dad.
Wow.
I came back December the 13th or something like that, or the 14th. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't touch the computer and bill anything until maybe late April, because that's when I studied.
Yeah.
March. That's when from March. So I came back January, February. I weren't doing no music or nothing, brother.
Yeah, you
seen?
Just...
I was just doing my thing, family and studying, because I got the book to do the. I'm a personal trainer now, level 2 and level 3. So from March to April, I was doing my level 2 and level 3 PT course.
Okay.
Yeah, and then April the 18th is when I graduated and I passed. So I'm a personal trainer now.
So you can then link up.
Yeah, and then from there, April, that was it. Boom. So that is why I'm busy right now, because I had things I had to deal with, but I couldn't do it.
At that time.
I couldn't do it at that time, you get me? So.
Okay, so what shows or what events do you have planned for the future right now?
Boy, we just miss a whole heap. Right now, we just have plans for the next year and festivals. But
okay.
I got something coming up on the 3rd of November with DJ Vadim. That's in Hootenanny. He's having an album launch.
Okay.
So I'm going to do two tunes up there. And 23rd of October, I'm doing something with Congo Natty. Wow. I think that's up in Northampton, I think. Yeah. And then the 9th of November, pull-up party in Reading with Deadly Hunter, Benny Page. That's the 9th of November. And then the 23rd of November, I'm in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Lloyd Life and them guy there. Just bare things. And right now, obviously, you know, now is just getting time. I've got tunes coming out for October. I'm basically focusing on doing some videos right now. I've got a video that I'm shooting with me and Papa Levi and Lieutenant Stitchy. He's done his piece already.
Yeah.
And next week, I'll do that. And then by October, end of October, I'll put some tunes out and just wait for the bookings them next year.
Don't worry, man. They're going to come in. They're going to come in. All right, so we're gonna wrap it up right now, yeah? Kingman, we can ask you to do two lyrics before we leave outside of the building.
Not a problem, man.
Yeah?
Not a problem. You want me to get it? Me have rhythm, you know?
You have rhythm?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Rhythm, man. Let me give you something quick. Right.
Yeah, because the public was requesting it. So, local, line up, brethren. We're going to maybe a five more minutes. So we're inside the building, it's real, buzzradio.com, alright? Inside the building with Ras Demo, inside the building, alright? Okay, just that one there, kaboom.
Yeah, man, first one.
First one.
And the first one is the one when I tell you about Panda Gregory Isaac with him. That's my name here, McCallin.
Okay. So we got Ras Demo inside the building, he's gonna DJ a few tunes, and then we're outside the building. Big shouts reaching out to DJ Local, hold tight, DJ Casey. Casey was supposed to be up next. DJ Local stepping up for DJ Casey, alright? Gonna run a few more. Big shouts reaching out to management as well. We got Ras Demo inside the building, and he's gonna sing a couple of tunes for us. So you know about Ras Demo, yeah? This is where you get to know about Ras Demo and support the artist, yeah?
I know you can hear me. Jaja. Let me say, Jaja. Yo, Buzz Radio. I know you hear me when I'm calling. Cause you got me every day. I know you don't need no warning. You know my thoughts on what I'm about to say. Let me say. You know what's on my mind. You know what's on my mind. I know you can hear me. I know you can hear me. You know every move and step on the words that me ever say. It's nothing but peace and love me I bring to you every day. And it's from my heart. There's so many questions I want to ask. Yeah, man, oh man, I'm pull up that. Give it the next one.
Yeah.
We must have too much.
Pull up that song, there, dog.
That one, yeah, fresh. See, this is one of the things I'm working on for the EP. Hey, Silly Walks.
But can I just say,
nobody else can get that one. Your life. All right, go. If you give thanks every day for your life while you are Trajalan. Can life get better than trade up in a the Gideon? Family marriage gone, they use them to respect no one. Ready to get Silly Walk, get up yourself. Now promote the thing, you know.
Tell them I'm resting inside the building. Where hey, this artist. Start? Yeah, Real Buzz Radio.
I give thanks to the promised land. If you give thanks every day for your life while you are Trajalan. Cause time get you that I trade up in a the Gideon. Family morals gone, they use them to respect no one. It's like the whole of them program and the government don't give a damn. Tell me why coming over overstand. Buddha by them about every day in a demand. If I'm not gonna knife them, I walk if you go stab someone. I saw the place I run. Where will it ever done? What do them? Babylon knows, but they think we can work it out. And the system, Babylon knows that's how it goes. I saw the thing said from long time ago to get me out. I saw them stay, if you don't know well, you know now, so I'm quick run them out. Them know them done to it. Babylon knows the things they use, so run them up on the mount every day till we run them out.
Run them out of the creeping, but the whole time teaching. Enough of them, you need some old school meeting. The whole time proverb, enough of them never heard the need for world some reasoning. Them visit down with some of them elders. Parents never just stop the preaching. Me a telling no, telling no, telling no, telling no, telling no, telling no, telling no. You forgive thanks every day for your life while you are. Hold on! Give me the next one!
And this is another one from the Silly Walk thing again, you know. Run it!
No. I don't wanna wait. Yo, there's a lot of people that know ya, but some of them no real for sure ya. Them jealous and ya and the paper will grow ya, but still they wanna be one of the people around ya, around ya. Behind your back them full of talk, in front your face them smile and laugh. Some of them will eat with you, some of them will drink with you, and play like them a humble calf. They slippery like a snake in a grass. Some of them you see through them black eyeglass. Some of them up front, but some will hide and mask. Well, I saw them stay. You wouldn't believe how much people bad mind. Yeah, a penny you and I watch you all the time. But don't wait in vain, feed them, live on your name, free them, and make sure you follow the signs. Don't go like you're blind, free up on the mind, and tell the hater them fi go join the line. Could have your family, or friend, bros, radio, and this we tell the whole of them, you fi tell them this. Jesus, beg them just know my name. Don't chat my name in vain, because you're sad and lonely. You and your friend, them fi lonely. But make you do such chat my name. It's like you don't have no shame. Make it worse, you don't know me. You don't even know the people them will grow me. I don't wanna hear nobody chat my name, but them feel low me. But then you have the friends out here will like to use ya. Pull up now!
Buzz Radio, have it luck.
Run the next one, luck. Anything you are on. I'ma say, me have a whole heap of tune, you know.
What am I do, me want?
No, that one is a fresh one again, this is not released. Sly and Robbie production, you see it?
No.
Buzz Radio, real Buzz Radio, what am I do?
Some people I do
me want, no. This is for all the fake people that live them fake life. What we say?
Me want no why.
Some man tell them a gunman, and them never bust no shot after no one. How would them a do? Some girls said them have grands, and them always a beg money from man. Who them a fool? Some man said them a jealous, and them never have no woman in a them palace yet. Some girls said them want a real man, and they run go buying plastic surgeon, and I live up in this fake life.
In this fake life.
Tell me what's the deal. It's best to be yourself and just be real. I know the fake life. Caught up in the fake life. Putting on the act and live this fake life. Tell me what's the deal. We'll get the bail. Some people fear fast life, I got it fast. Some need to stop hide behind them fear fast. For real, some people really make me laugh. I talk about them a done and them a fear boss. Oi, some people hear me, pull up that. Real buzz.
Yes,
sir, give them one more and we're done.
Yeah, one more and we're done.
Like what you said, we need a 2-hour slot for the artist, you know. 2 hours. Yo, local, you might have a cover KC show again, you know, because we need 3. No, I'm joking. Hey, local, big up yourself, right? Big shouts reaching out to Jazzy across town. Do remember, you can catch Jazzy inside the building on Real Buzz Radio between the hours of 8 and 10. If you're like your Neo Soul, your connoisseur of music and all these things, right? Big shouts reaching out to Jazzy. Blessed love, right? I hope you're having a good Sunday. Big up to all those on the WhatsApp, yeah? Big up to all those on the WhatsApp. Hold tight, local. You know what, local? We'll do one more and give out some contact information and it's your time, you know, Kingman. All right? So big shouts reaching out to the management team as well. We've got Ras Demo inside the building. Gonna DJ one more tune. All right? Give out some contact information and then we are outside of the building. Ooh. All right? Kaboom.
Select a pull up that one, yeah. That rhythm ya bad, that rhythm ya bad, so make it go on. Furthermore, me jump a next cut fee put on. come a one for fam. Yo, realbuzzradio.com. That one your name. My cut. Go on, sir. Hey, what me say? Balang 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 bada bada bang dang balang balang bang bada bada bang dang bada bada bang dang bada bada bang dang bada bada bang dang da dang da dang dang dang. The Rastafari guide I step as I walk to the valley of the shadow of death. And they watch every move I make while I step, him never feel like yet. So with life I never gamble, no heed a Russian roulette. How you mean? I live clean, I make sure the foundation set. Set like cement, I saw the thing set. Me jet set and fly round the world. I make music because me love it not for money, diamond, band, pearl. I mean no how to use it, I'm a duty to uplift all boys and girls.
None of them now live straight,
them a live bend.
Like a football shot, them a curl.
None of them live swerve and none of them a swirl. And none of them a swirl and none of them a bend. Them for live straight and constant and trip with the most high road. I stop all of them friends, stop all of them friends. When them a walk and talk, listen to me words then. Cause none of them say them cool and don't have no heart. What's the matter with them? What the matter with them? Let them a go answer. Walla walla wulu them, walla walla wulu them fi carry answer. What's the matter with them? What's the matter with them? Let them a go answer. Walla walla wulu them, walla walla wulu them fi carry answer. We have to help them, change them ways. Parents don't get make we carry them. Cause some of them have a gun and Kevin's building. From police, man, for them a run from before them reach 10.
Babylon system.
Oh, what that thing then? If them pass them place, we can't even hit them. Can't use no belt or lose no skin fit. Pull up that! What's the matter with them? What's the matter with them? Let them answer.
So inside the building with Ras Demo. You know what, Ras Demo? It's been a pleasure, Aya. Respect the manners for passing through the show. It's been an interesting show.
Yes,
the first official show. And you know what? I'm glad the artist passed through.
Yes, Aya. Yeah, man. Give thanks, man. It's a blessing.
Vocal voice, respect our manners. We'll support the artist like we have been doing anyway. We're going to continue to support. But for all the listeners out there, if they want to get hold of Ras Demo or find out what's going on for Ras Demo, how can they contact you or for bookings or anything like that?
Well, if you want to contact me, just go to www.rasdemolitionman.com and that's the website, and you can get all the social media links from there, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. But you know something, if you really want to book I and I, you want to link me, you just have to link the booking agent, which is Ricky McKay. Yeah, so basically what you have to do, you have to link ricky.mckay at hrminternational.co.uk. That is ricky.mckay@hrminternational.co.uk. That is the agent. And if you want to link the manager, just go up on Instagram, which is ras_demo. You see me? And link me. You see it? So Demolition Man UK, just type in that. Like I said, www.rasdemolitionman.com. That's the website. And just go on there, so, and you get all the social media links.
And everything's around there.
You see?
So like I said, once again, big shouts reaching out to Ras Demo for passing through on the Vocal Void Show. Enough manners and respect. It's been a blessing. Yeah? It's been interesting. It's been very interesting. I can't lie. It's been an interesting conversation today, all right?
Yes,
big shouts reaching out to DJ Local and the crew. Is there anyone you want to big up before we leave outside the building?
Well, I'd like to big up the Real Buzz Radio for inviting I today. And big up yourself, manners, DJ manners, Genius. You don't know. And big up all the listeners. Manners. And big up all the people in that's been supporting Ras Demo, Demolition Man, for all the over the years from Fire, from, you don't know, from them days there, from in the 80s to the 90s, right up to now. And big up my family for putting up with all the trials and tribulations where I and I go through. Big up mama, the wife. Big up my son, my two sons, them, and my three daughters, them, you know.
Man.
And yeah, big up my management. Big up the agent. Big up the distribution team. Just big up the whole Third Eye and Inner Mayor production teams. And yeah, big up the Almighty for giving I this talent and blessings to be here and bestow and uplift and heal the people with the musical voice and talent. See, bless them.
All right. So, before we leave outside the building, just give you some quick information.